It's 102.3 Juice FM, Grand Forks and the Boundary's biggest variety. I'm Alex Allen. Obviously, having Bret Michaels at the Kennefest Music Festival here in Grand Forks last year was crazy. But he's coming back this August, and he's on the line right now. So, Bret, how was round one of Kennefest for you?
The experience at Kennefest was unbelievable. And let me say this. Not only did we get up there and the party started early, but I had the crew out there handing out guitar picks, meeting people. We did a nice meet and greet. It was an amazing experience, and we loved it. And even, I'm saying, getting to the stage was incredible. And then being up doing the show and playing all the Poison hits and mixing it with some of the solo stuff from Rock of Love and some of the new stuff was an amazing feeling. And then all of a sudden to afterwards, we were in no hurry to go anywhere. We stayed there and partied, and then we eventually made it back to the plane. We say eventually. So this year, I told Chuck, who, by the way, him and his wife, amazing people that are running it, that we're going to take it up a notch. We're going to make it great for fans. We're going to drag some of the fans up on stage to sing. And I'm hoping at the end of the night this year I can bring some bands up on stage and sing with me and just make it an incredibly great time.
That's awesome. What exactly is it that made you want to come back this year, rather? Was it the people or was it the party, like you said?
It was the absolute party. It was the fans are incredible. There's three generations of them there having the time of their life. But it was a really, when I say this, it was a really good vibe. Beautiful day. Great night to play music. The backstage was rocking. There was a great bar. People were like everything you want a great rock show to be, a great music festival. All of it happened.
Okay. And beside that, you know, when you were spending some time here in Grand Forks, is there anything else you got up to? Like, did you eat in any of your local restaurants here or anything?
I want to say this year we're going to make that an absolute must. We went through the town several times, but I didn't have a chance to do that because we had to go over and use the right word, get organized, make sure all the other bands were doing great. And we had swapped out with Whitesnake so that they could close up the show, and they were incredible. And the same thing this year, I'm going to make it great. I'm going to enjoy the local cuisine and people. Because I stood out by the fence and got a chance to say hello to people and do some stuff, and it got crazy, which I love. And but this year, we just want to make sure that the festival, everyone going to this, has the time of their life.
Awesome. Well, we're expecting it. We're very excited over here, Bret. Do you have anything else new planned for this year? You're talking about bringing people on stage. That sounds pretty crazy.
Absolutely. And we're going to, and this is what I love to do. We're going to bring up fans to celebrate them. We're going to bring up the other bands, those that are there and are staying and partying and having a great time. We're going to bring them up to sing with us, have some special guests come up. And like I said, I want to make it a day where people go, that was a great music festival. Whether I'm there again next year or not, I'm just saying, I want people to know that this was an incredible festival.
It will be. No question about that.
And let them know this. Rain, snow, sun, I don't care what the weather is, unless the authorities call it for any reason, we are going to be on that stage partying.
Okay, man. Well, talk about being on that stage. I'm sure, you know, the chance we'll hear your single, Unbroken. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? I know you wrote it with your youngest daughter, right?
Yeah. Thank you, first of all, for asking me that. The Unbroken was, I love being a dad, and I'm very bonded to my daughters, Rain and Georgia. But my youngest daughter, Georgia Blue, was going through a tough time, facing some adversity in her young life. And I said, you know, you go to a music school, let's sit down and write this together at the piano. Let's put the words together. We'll marry it to the music and write what you're really feeling, and I'll help you to structure it. And she really, we had a great time writing it together. And so, you know, and then we said, let's shoot the video. Let's just get pieces of us actually in the little studio where you're working on the stuff. And like I said, people can check it out with you and the station, or they can go to brettmichaels.com and check out Unbroken, and we're definitely going to perform it there this year. And I love mixing all the Poison hits and the Rock of Love stuff with the brand new stuff and make it seamless, and it really looking forward to playing the song. And the song itself, Unbroken, is about a positive way to face some really negative times in your life and how to become stronger than the storm.
Okay. And just, you know, writing music with your family, is that something that you've done a lot in your past or something you want to do more of moving forwards?
No, I would love to. Like I said, both my daughters, my oldest daughter, Rain, who oddly enough goes to a university for music, journalism, and broadcasting, she tried out for Sports Illustrated. Now she's up for rookie. She's in the magazine and up for rookie of the year for next year. And that's my oldest daughter, Rain Michaels. And then my youngest daughter, Georgia, just with songwriting with her. Both of them love music and hopefully continue to do that. But I told them they've also got to, you know, keep writing and set your own path, set your own course.
Totally. And, you know, it sounds like they're doing that already. Did you expect them to kind of go in a music direction? Or is there anything you were kind of expecting?
Well, you know, as a musician, you hope that music has a big influence. It's always on everywhere we go. There's always instruments around, whether it's guitar, piano, drums. There's always stuff there. But what I didn't want to do, I didn't want to force it down their throat, because what they'll learn is they have to learn to love it the way they're going to develop loving music, if you know what I mean. Me trying to shove it down their throat. And I think with the new age we live in, the reason I've been able to have three generations of fans is you just keep it rockin', real and relevant. You stay true to who you are, but always in the process of writing new stuff and continuing forward.
You said something there about, you know, being who you are, which reminded me. When I think of bandanas, okay, I think of a few musical artists, and of course, Bret Michaels is included. Did you plan wearing a bandana to be an iconic, you know, an iconic clothing item? Is there an origin behind that?
Oddly enough, there is not. Here's how it is. I started it because I thought back in the day, I say this, you saw Hendrix wearing it, Tyler would kind of have it. You'd see different artists, even Johnny Van Zant, right? You know what I mean? And Ronnie Van Zant and all these guys. And you would see them kind of, and I thought, that's pretty awesome. And then I just started wearing it, and it just sort of became my thing. And it's funny, now I go to places, they have a little skit they do, like, on some of the cartoon shows that we do, like American Dad or different cartoon shows, they'll have me as Bandana Man. You know what I mean? It's like a kind of fun superhero. So I've just embraced it and enjoyed it.
Okay. It definitely does sound like a superhero, professional wrestler or something like that. You're right.
Yes, that's what they kind of do with it. It's actually very funny. I just roll with it and enjoy it.
Okay. What are you up to these days outside of music? It sounds like fatherhood is, you know, a big part of your life, obviously.
Fatherhood, obviously, is number one in music. And my personal and professional life have completely become together. They're sort of one. And, you know, and you just make that work. And obviously, we're working at the moment on the book. It's literally called Pictures and Stories. It's been a hell of a ride, as the, you know, sort of the whole theme of this, the pictures and the stories, but it's going to be in different volumes. I don't want to just throw it out there as a swan song. I want people to embrace, here's the younger years, here's this, here's the images of stuff I've been through and the moment of impact. And then we're working on the brand new TV show Trivia right now, which is incredible. And it's driving in music trivia, and it's pretty incredible. So we're just continuing to create and do stuff.
Okay. Do you want to tell me more about the show? It's interesting how much you do. You know, you're an author. You're no newcomer to television whatsoever. You obviously do music. Just to speak to that more.
Yeah, and here it is for me. When doing TV, you go in there and you come up, I realize there's lots of people with great ideas. I think my blessing is actually seeing it through. I'm one of those guys that when I get told no, I get, rather than step back, I go forward. I'm like, I'm going to find a way. And TV is tough, because you're going in there against a lot of shows, a lot of programming, but you just do the stuff that you think, like, for example, whether it was Life as I Know It, Rock of Love, even stepping to the side and doing Celebrity Apprentice. All these different things are all stuff that I felt in my life were close and passionate to me. Even Rock My RV, I love doing that for the Travel Channel, because I got to show people if there's anything I know, it's how to travel. And I said, I can fix these RVs up. I can pull my own motorcycle apart and put it back together. So I'm like, let's do a show about it. We'll make it fun. And that basically, that's it. You think up something. So I'm a realist, a dreamer and a realist. So you dream it up. But then the reality part of it is you've got to find a way to make it happen.
Well, it sounds like you definitely made a way to make it happen, make a bunch of things happen.
Thank you.
Of course. So I have one question for you, one kind of last big question. My highlight question of the day on my morning show this morning was, what is something that you were way better at than you initially expected? Do you have anything like that? Could you answer that question?
Man, that's it. You know what? That's a really awesome question. I've never been asked something quite like that. Usually it's the opposite. What did you think you were good at and you didn't quite nail yeah. it? It's usually, but that's a great question. And oddly enough, I've got to say this. I am away from other stuff. I'm an avid motorcycle rider, right?
Okay.
But to this, and let's say this, I'm no spring chicken, right? So I want to say this, I'm pretty damn good at motocross. In other words, when you're growing up, you do it kind of fun, but I built a track on my ranch, and I still do it, and it's something I love to do. I love to freaking ride dirt bikes, and, you know, most people, as they go on, sort of give that up. And I just love to get on my dirt bike or on my Harley and ride. And I'd like to think I'm pretty decent at it.
Okay, yeah. I feel like you have to be. Have you, like, hurt yourself doing that before?
I have. I've beat myself up pretty good, a few broken bones, but I still like doing it. So once I get back to where you heal up, and anyone that rides dirt bike, you find out that the wrist is, you can break the wrist a few times. That kind of, that's the one that gets you, whether you hit too hard or you endo or whatever it is. But once things heal up, you want to continue, and that's sort of the way I looked at it.
Okay, okay. Well, we'll stay being careful leading up to Canada Fest, because we don't want you to get too hurt on your dirt bike, Brad.
I promise you, I can't explain to you enough, and I want to make sure people know, Chuck and his wife and everyone that runs that, can I tell you, they do an amazing job. And this year, look at the lineup. It's a great lineup. The tickets are blowing up. It's going to be a party. And, you know, I know it's the Saturday night, but just like last year, I didn't care where I played. I was coming up to have a great time. And I'm really, truly, genuinely looking forward to it, and wanted to tell you thank you for an amazing interview and thank the fans.
Of course, yeah. Like I was saying, we're on the edge of our seat for round one. We're so blessed that we get you for another year. And yeah, thank you for your time, for coming down here, and for this conversation as well.